Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that.
All right. Another gallant performance from the Steelers defense and the mastermind behind it, Mike Tomlin. Explaining it all afterwards for those of us who suffered through 3 hours and stayed up to watch the game. Packers 35, Steelers 25. Offenses are starting to do historic things against the defense that Mike Tomlin labeled historic before the season started. So congratulations on Mike's clairvoyance in that respect. That long clip from him going through all the reasons why the Steelers didn't come out victorious encapsulates exactly what's wrong with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers defense, and 412-928-9370 to get your voices heard on it. He can't bring himself to admit what the biggest problem is. And
can we put on Michael Jackson's The Man in the Mirror there to get that one, get right to the bottom of that one there?
It's so hard for him to come out and say, what's plaguing this team? This would be like, no offense, someone who was maybe pre-awakened 180 diet, who weighed 400 pounds, saying, the reason why I can't get dates is because girls don't like the style of clothes I wear or the shoes I have or my hairstyle. This is the worst pass defense in the NFL. Two straight games now, they've made the opposing quarterback look like the greatest quarterback of all time, especially in the second halves of games where it's, you know, critical must-win situations. Combined, Joe Flacco and Jordan Love, 702 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, 68 points allowed. And the first thing Tomlin talks about is, we can't settle for field goals? That's what he thought the biggest issue was. He goes into defense, he never even brings up that it's pitch and catch. First it was Jamar Chase. Last night on National Tight Ends Day, what do you know? Congratulations for all who celebrate. The Steelers threw a party for Tyler Kraft.
Tucker
Kraft, thank you. I don't know who Tyler Kraft is. Tucker Kraft. But they need to stop the run, and that's what it's all about. How about the fact that teams are lighting up your secondary? Your pass defense can't get home. You can't sack the quarterback. But he doesn't want to say any of these things, Chris.
No, he does not. Because all of those things would point back to who, Pony, in the end? The real biggest problem with this team. Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Tomlin, the man who decided that because he laid back on his heels and let Joe Flacco carve him up, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to turn loose the dogs on Jordan Love. Problem. You aware, Pony, that other than a stretch where he was recovering from injury, historically, Jordan Love has been phenomenal against the blitz in his career. Are you aware of this? Going into last night.
I didn't have all the stats in front of me. I didn't know that.
Speaking in broad strokes here, I can tell you this much. Our guy Operation Shutdown, Derek Bell, who watches a ton of film,
yeah,
tweeting during the game, I wouldn't be blitzing him if I were the Steelers. He usually carves up the blitz. He carved up the blitz in spectacular fashion last night, but Mike did not want to lay back and get beat like he did by Joe Flacco. Instead, he decided to let Jordan Love go 12 of 17, 211 and 3 touchdowns when blitzed.
He completed 20 passes in a row. I've never seen that before against
the
Steelers.
I've seen Tom Brady do it.
Okay, so now that's what he's in. He's in that elite company. He's on the list with the greatest quarterback of all time. Last week, Tomlin could use excuses like short rest. We couldn't get ourselves prepared for this
game. I'm mad at the Cleveland Browns. I'm afraid of Joe Flacco. It's on the road. It's a hostile environment.
And all of a sudden, Chase Brown, who we thought was the league's worst running back, and Cincinnati pretty much quit before they tried at running the ball. They did that, and that threw us off our game. They largely stopped the run in this game. So they did the thing that he had on every bulletin board and every sign on every TV inside their facility. Let's stop the run. Okay, mission accomplished. You gave up the most points you've given up all year because you're living in 1975. It's not a running league anymore. Oh, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. Great. They also have two of the highest paid wide receivers in the entire NFL. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams aren't winning Super Bowls necessarily because of running backs. It's a quarterback-driven league. That's why you went out and got Aaron Rodgers. He's pretty much doing his job. And you're still getting destroyed because you've got it in your head that as long as we hold teams to 3.3 yards per carry, we're going to win every game. Now when a quarterback goes out there and says, oh, here's another wide open tight end, bing. Oh, here's a guy in the flat. This is, you know, my two-year-old could make this throw. Bam.
Bing.
Yes.
Bing bong.
Over and over again.
Happens every time.
They've got more Pro Bowl, and I know the Pro Bowl's watered down now. They've got 23 combined Pro Bowls on defense. They might have three Hall of Fame players on defense. They've spent $160 million on defense. They're coached by a $20 million coach whose specialty is defense. Hmm? This would be like if you and I decided, let's build the home of our dreams and let's get the highest paid contractor out there and the highest paid laborers to build the house.
Best quality lumber and materials too,
and
supposedly.
Then, yes, and then the house gets built. And the plumbing backs up and craps everywhere.
The foundation cracks in the first week.
The electricity flickers on and off.
There's a sewage backup into the shower, yes.
They've got everything they should have in need to be a great defense, and they suck. They stink. Rich people don't like spending a lot of money on things in getting very little out of it.
Well, now that's a broad generalization because Art Rooney clearly does like spending money on things and getting nothing for it. Clearly. Here's one problem with what they've done, and you and I have criticized them for this. They have a bunch of names. How many of those big names, though, are already on the wrong side of 30? Ramsey is
Slay,
30.
Slay, Ramsey, Watt, Hayward.
Slay might, no offense, he might be a really nice guy. I've never talked to Darius Slay. He looks like he's on about the wrong side of 75 right now.
I agree.
Cam Hayward.
Yeah, but then Echols came in and didn't do much better, so I don't
Pony,
really know what to say about
Pony,
that.
Pony, I watched too many times on the Savion Williams touchdown. I'm very confused as to what Darius Slay was trying to accomplish, like running at him to scare him out of bounds without hitting him.
They've got another
Ramsey's
safety,
30.
Thornhill, who looks
like... Oh my God, I don't want to hear another word out of him.
If they were like showing the beginning of a movie that's about a bad football team that's going to get better, they would show his highlights of not knowing where the ball is in the air and jumping five yards ahead of it, or getting stiff arm for 30 yards by Kraft on that 59-yard catch. But hey, they're going to have the greatest defense of all time, according to him.
That doesn't make him
unique. A guy that got cut by the Browns.
That doesn't make him unique, because I think the entire defensive backfield at one point or another got stiff-armed by Kraft. His play on one of Jordan Love's YOLO balls, the one you're talking about, he looked like he could have been on a baseball follies video where the center fielder loses it in the sun and doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
It just, everything about that game reinforced and underlined every critic of this team's particulars. It was a case study in why they're bad. It's going to be tomorrow a case study in why they won't get better when the head coach makes excuses. He's going to be as quiet as a church mouse tomorrow.
Chris, he can't even admit that an opposing quarterback carved them up.
Because that's an admission that he doesn't have a clue as to how to stop a modern offense. He got asked point blank yesterday about scheme versus execution.
Yeah.
And he gave what I felt like, and maybe you felt differently, but I don't think you did, was like a token nod to, yeah, I mean, when you talk about our scheme, that obviously comes to leadership, which is me. But he couldn't wait to get into something else and to go to the other part of the question.
Because
he doesn't want to look in the mirror and say, I'm not very good at my job.
I would be so pissed if I'm Rodgers. You know, Rodgers said over every time, it's about Mike, it's about Mike, it's about Mike. That's why I'm here. Mike has done all this great stuff for me. And then he says, after a game like this, where against his former team, Jordan Love comes in here and shows and proves to everybody, this is why we dumped a first ballot Hall of Famer and a four-time MVP, because I'm that good. So it makes Rodgers doesn't get any kind of last laugh, or doesn't get to, you know, show the Packers what they're missing at all. And then Mike gets up there after his defense. In the second halves of games, the last two games, the other team has had the ball for 11 possessions. And they've got exactly one stop, one punt. And we know how much Mike loved that punt.
I was just
going to
say,
that
was the greatest stop in history.
One punt against Cincinnati. No stops against Green Bay. Touchdowns, field goals, last drive, victory formation. You didn't get one stop in the entire second half. And instead of saying, hey, tip my cap to Jordan Love, we got to get way better at stopping the production of the other team's quarterbacks. Pressure, coverage, both. He says, We got to stop kicking so many field goals. Well, part of that is on you, Mike. When it's fourth and two, if you know your defense can't stop the other offense, how about you actually put your great quarterback on the field and let him try to get 2 yards? He doesn't even realize that that's actually a cell phone, that he's making himself look bad by saying that. That's the other hilarious part of that.
It's playing old school football, Pony. They'd be really interesting to play against in 1994.
Oh, my God.
He's their biggest problem. Actually, no. I'll say this. I'll be consistent. Last night underscored, and the reaction today will underscore it, that Mike Tomlin is only their second biggest problem. Because the guy whose name is on every check that goes out to every employee, Art Rooney II, thinks that Mike Tomlin is somebody who is a value add for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And until that mindset from Art Rooney changes, none of the stuff you and I are talking about at 10 feet as opposed to 30,000 feet is ever going to change.
412-928-9370. Let's start with Joe. He's first up here. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
What a terrible game, huh? I really don't have to touch. I just kind of had this thing we were talking about at work today. Like, I feel like the owners, like the Rooneys, they should fire Terrell Austin and hand the whole defense, which we already know is Tomlin's, but you're the defensive coordinator, and if you fail...
So really just fire Terrell Austin so that there's nobody in name who can even take the blame for Mike.
I like that answer. And say, Mike, you're calling the defense, and it's out there, and it's transparent, and everybody knows that. If that's the reason for firing Austin, I'm all for it. The other things that get brought up, like people dubiously and inaccurately saying, you know, this is Terrell Austin's fault, get out of here with that. It's not. Austin just does what Mike tells him to do. He is a yes man. He says yes because he wants to stay employed and make several million dollars working. And honestly, it's not that high of a stress job because you're basically a robot. You're Pavlov's dog. Pavlov's dog. Well, you're conditioned to do what your owner tells you.
What's the hardest part of Terrell Austin's week? Is it his media scrum where he's at least got to answer questions?
And he's got to think to himself, oh, Mike gave me my copy points, my bullet points. I need to figure out what to say here.
I mean, I think the other thing that I want to just point out is that it's embarrassing for Pitt that they've got to share a field with an NFL team like this.
412-9. Ooh, really? Come on now.
What?
They're still 4-3 and in first place. That's a pretty low blow, man. 412-928-9370.
Not as good of a record as
Packers
right
35,
now.
Steelers 25. $160 million, $20 million for the coach. 702 passing yards the last two games. 68 points allowed the last two games. Two-game losing streak. They are, by the numbers, the worst pass defense in the entire NFL. Do your eyes tell you differently? 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner and Associates fan Texan, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here is a Charlie headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.